material world. Hey, hey, hey. Ooh. Hey. Sabrina and Maddie. And we are live from the Pillow Fort. Woohoo! You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Jinx. Hope you guys heard that. I knocked on wood. Yeah. I could do a Coke right now. Sometimes you just want a soda. I'm going to have a seltzer when we get back to the room.
I have a Spindrift in my backpack.
I don't think we're allowed to have that in here. but later. Later. It's not water. That it never happened. I was just saying how I had a pretty good day today. Oh, there's a big old bus outside.
Writing
creatively. It's tough. It is.
It's just, especially when you're writing about something you care about, and like, I know they're not grading me. It's not based on how good my story is, but it's just,
it's like a soul burden.
So true.
Anyways.
That's good though. You're doing real good things.
I'm trying. We got a cool show.
Oh, right. The theme.
Oh, yay. Okay. Should I talk? No, I'll talk about it after.
Yeah. The last song was Material Girl, obviously,
Material
by Madonna.
Material
Girl. Girl. The theme this week is fashion, dress, clothing,
songs
fits,
that conjure fits,
outfits, aesthetics.
Vibes, you know, like,
but like fashion mostly.
Yeah. So like some of them are explicitly have like clothing items,
like
in the title,
you know, Material Girl.
But like this following song, I mean, like I think you know the exact outfit that this song conjures. So like, I'll just give it away to.
If you know Sabrina and I in real life, you know that we dress okay. Like,
yeah,
we
really
like to
do.
Put on little outfits every day. So that's inspired by this. Plus, it's springtime, so it's
nice outfit.
Nice
time.
Out for good fits. Okay, next song.
Of all the fruitless soldiers, oh, I see the soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. In your eyes, your eyes, in your eyes, in your eyes, the light, the heat.
Aggression in the air this morning. Got your ballerina tights around my head, in a samurai pose on the bed. Vanessa from Queens. And the water dripping from the faucet, it's like Mardi Gras on the 12th of June. Why don't you let me, let me, let me love you, Vanessa from Queens. Give it up right now.
Hi, Peter Gabriel fans out there. I guess that one's for my dad.
Peter Gabriel.
Know. That's like a Vampire Weekend lyric. We love Genesis. We love Phil Collins. Anyways, that song, I'm a big 80s John Hughes movies
so
fan.
So true.
And my favorite one is Say Anything. And if you know Say Anything, you know that that is a song that Lloyd Wright plays on his little boombox. So the fit would be trench coat.
Yes.
I know that that could be scary, but like, I see... Oh, it reminds me of the leather trench coat that I dragged you around.
That was silly.
But I don't know. I feel like people trench coats are always in style. Like a beige one.
Trench coat. Yeah, they're gas. They're fire. They're heat. They're lit.
They're always like
they're timeless.
Yeah, they're timeless.
They're timeless.
Like a leather jacket.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
A leather jacket.
Like I feel like my goal is to be successful in some way. And
something
like
a girl boss
own
coat.
A what is it? Burberry beige trench coat and like live in London.
That's hot.
Yeah, I would like that for me.
I would like that for you, too. after that, we heard Vanessa from Queens by Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. That's Stephen Malkmus is the guy from Pavement. Mm. We've definitely played Pavement here before.
The one, a car seat is done.
Yeah, I don't think that's part of it, but it might as well be.
Something.
Show me a word that rhymes with pavement. Is that one? Are you thinking of car seat headrest?
No, there's. Oh. I think it was like a seatbelt is only good for one.
Harness.
A harness.
I was close enough,
of something
honestly.
Something like
something that restricts one.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says ballerina tights in that song, which is the fashion piece, and you know how much we love twee vibes.
Honestly, should have played a song out of the black. Song soundtrack, if there is one that's not classical.
The what?
What did I say? Black Swan?
Black Swan, yeah,
did
yeah, yeah. No, literally. We love ballerina vibes in fashion. And
yeah, I wear leg warmers. Well, I guess.
You should bring them out some spring shorts. Leg warmers. Mm, or a skirt.
With a skirt, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay, next song. Ready?
Twee vibes.
Twee vibes.
The second chance will never be found. was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Did you just say just like women in general?
Yeah, just like women before our.
So true.
Like, how do you? Yeah, I don't know.
the condition of women.
Wow.
I think about it, I'm
about
sorry.
How tough guess, women have it.
But I guess they didn't know that they could have it better.
You know we're on air, right?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm so sorry, guys. Sometimes you just like
just making
think
sure,
about,
yeah, about women.
The fact that you're lucky to be born when you're born. That's all.
Yeah. Anyway. Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Oh, yes. Okay, that song is from a movie called The Art of Getting By with, what's his name again?
Freddie something.
Tom,
and Emma Roberts.
And it's like quintessential mid-2000s twee. Like, they wear such, I don't know.
It's like the layered baggy clothes, but they're kind of like chunky necklaces.
Like
yeah.
School in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's everything I've ever wanted.
They're such a cute couple together in the movie, but like, oh, and it's like all art of getting by. So like one of them's a visual art artist. To get out of
wow.
here, like too much. Anyways, that was up my alley in eighth grade, and this song is in it. That song is in it, or yeah, because it continues to be in it.
It is still in the movie if you watch it now.
And I just every time I listened to that when I was like 14, I was just like, I am a badass. Like I'm walking into a club, like you know, it starts like it's just a good vibe. Now talk.
I'm yawning. Sorry. My song was Shelter from the Storm by Bob Dylan.
Lovely.
Never, not an episode goes by where I don't play a Bob Dylan song.
Bob Dylan.
Bob L'Eponge. The only line in there that's really fashion vibes is when he says, it's like, suddenly I turned around and she was standing there with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair, which is so beautiful, because, I don't know. She walked up to me so gracefully and she took my crown of thorns. See? Biblical. He's so smart.
I recently learned that in Shakespeare that Bob Dylan, I don't know if people have been hearing me. Hi. I'm closer to the mic now. Bob Dylan likes to pull from our friend Willie
Shakes.
He pulls
everything.
And he sounds really smart and stuff when he does it. And
Stan Bob Dylan.
I also didn't say, well, I guess twee, yeah. I don't know. You get it. Like, the song. I was like,
2011 fashion. You know,
yeah,
you were there.
Exactly.
Anyone who's listening to this was there.
Exactly. Unless you're a little hyper-masculine boy who had a Gatorade lip
in 2011
only wore the what
the,
was
like,
it
the baseball say? necklaces, the like braided yes. baseball necklaces and those socks
yeah. What called
I
again?
Forgot
like, infinity
the Nike socks with the things up the back.
Oh my god.
Okay,
anyways
next song.
You were exempt from twee. That was you.
I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was a way down in fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches holes in both my shoes and my coat of many colors. I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me and my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Sorry, we were talking. We were having a conversation off mic.
Hi, the one before that. Sorry, I'm getting a little tired.
Me too.
What was the one?
Dolly Parton, baby.
Oh, yes.
I have to stop saying that. You know that's a reference. Every time I do that, it's the Mountain Dew baby. But I always just add baby.
Mountain Dew,
baby.
No, that's a good reference.
Anyway.
Yeah, Dolly Parton, lovely song, very great message. Sometimes I like forget that a lot of music like is very fixed on like telling a story.
It's true.
And like giving you a moral, and like sometimes people are like, that's too basic and it's not nuanced, but sometimes it really hits.
I agree. I love Dolly Parton. Also fashion icon in general.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
not to mention the fact that she's a fashion icon.
She's a material girl.
She's a material girl.
Even though that song wasn't right. From the perspective
it's about material. A, you know, loving what you have.
Yeah.
Anyway, after that we heard Scarborough Fair / Canticle. The little spooky vibes.
Spooky. If
Simon and Garfunkel are so, like, seasonal to me. Like, that's such, like, it could be, like, a fall song, but it also is, like, a spring song. I don't know.
It's never, like, winter, though.
Yeah, but it's just, like, natural, like earthy vibes.
Earth,
yeah.
Like, earth tones.
Anyway, they talk about a shirt. That's why I played it.
Oh, what did it say?
It's, like, tell her to make me some kind of shirt.
Oh, okay.
Parsley, well, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Oh.
I should probably read the PSA now, I guess.
I guess. Really fast.
Okay. Hey, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Opaque tape.
Opaque tape.
Opaque tights.
Thank you.
My defining character
trait. So true.
Character trait, because people are nuanced.
We're just talking about
creative writing.
Creative course. Writing. English major things. We love being English majors. Or at least I do.
Everyone who's written a novel, give yourself a pat on the back.
Hey, all of our novel writers who are listening. Yeah, I know you're listening to this. You know, just, you're amazing.
Just know that, like, even if your novel is shitty, like, you wrote did a novel. It. And that is an
Colin Firth in Love Actually.
Yeah. He wrote it, but
he's
it
like, went what? He's, what does he say? He's like, oh, it's awful. And then she's like, my grandma could write this or something.
Yeah, she was like, this better be good. And not she's like, it's
bad. Anyway, we don't really have that much time. We have two more songs. That was our sweater section, obviously. Oh. That was Undone, the sweater song by Weezer, and then Autumn Sweater by Yola Tengo. I love that song so much.
That is such a nice... That is a cool band name.
It is a good band name. I wonder what... It's a great band.
What, in, like, made them come around to that
title. Yeah. They're a good band.
Yeah.
Good song.
That album is special.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we'll play our last two songs. I don't know if...
What are our last
Ethan's
two songs?
Coming on. The next two songs are True Faith by New Order. Describe your thoughts on this song.
Okay, I recently just learned that this is the opening song to American Psycho.
Released 22 years ago today. Apparently, we keep doing that.
I didn't know that was coincidental. And basically, like, that first scene is, like, him at a club. Everyone's... Well, it's actually, like, kind of a... It's kind of, like, an alternative, like, hippie... Not
yuppie.
Like, ducky vibes. Like,
I said yuppie, but... Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know Ducky from...
From Pretty in Pink,
Pretty
yeah.
Pink, like... Yeah, weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 80s. Vibe, and, like, he new goes wave. In there in a
I love that movie. I'm gonna watch it.
I've actually never seen the movie.
We should watch it.
Clips. Anyways...
Suit and Tie. We should have played Suit and Tie by Justin Timberlake. That's so I true. Love that song. Unironically.
Suit and Tie. I'm gonna leave it all on the floor.
Okay, anyway.
Anyways.
Mirror by Justin Timberlake is so good, too.
Pretend that you are...
Patrick Bateman.
And you are gonna kill everyone.
Don't pretend that.
No.
You can
no.
pretend, but don't.
Just pretend. Or that you're wearing a suit. Pretend you're wearing a
pretend
suit.
Pretend you're wearing
looking
a suit.
Sharp as...
And scary.
Sharp
as... F.
As bleep.
Okay, that's the next song. And then the one after that, because we're probably not going to get back on here, is One of Us Cannot Be Wrong by Leonard Cohen. Obviously a Maddie pick. He talks about a dress. That's it. It's a pretty beautiful song.
I was almost going to make you play the Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million.
Really?
Because there's a line in it that goes, if I had $1 million, I'd buy you a green dress.
That's nice.
Because apparently green dresses are ugly to them. I don't know. Huh. That's what my dad told me when I was little. I've told you about this.
You've never told me about this.
Really?
No. Okay we gotta play the music. Anyways, I almost did high heels.
Red
dress. Anyway.
I'm glad that I didn't make you play the Bare Naked Ladies.
I'm glad too. Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 WFM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Street Farm Radio. This is Maddie.
And Sabrina, sorry.
And you are live from the Pillow Fort. Have a good night, everyone.
Steal the light in the shade. drug that brings me near to the child that I lost, replaced by fear. I used to think that the day would never come, that my life would depend on the morning sun. A thin green candle to make you jealous of me, but the room just filled up with mosquitoes. They heard that my body was free. Then I took the dust of a long sleepless night and I put it in your little shoe. And then I confess that I tortured the dress that you wore for the world to look through.